KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And today we're going right to the top. We're going to talk with the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk. Hey, Jason.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Good to have you with us today.
Yeah.
What we're going to talk about today with the big guy is our current state of employment because, you know, just like everybody else, we need qualified workers.
Yeah, it's they're becoming a scarce resource, especially in the summer, I think, where either people want to play and hike and they don't want to necessarily get settled into working, and so we go through a recruitment effort like everyone else to find good people, and it's been really getting more and more competitive out there.
How many people work for you there?
Emmanuel Lutheran has almost 300 full and part-time employees that work up on the hill, and so we're busy recruiting for different positions. You know, retirement communities like Emmanuel Lutheran Communities are really they're hospitality, we're healthcare, we're a group that serves many different people in different parts of their lives, whether they're living independently and enjoying life in our new villas, or if they're living in our assisted living or in our nursing home. They all have different levels of living that we meet their needs in.
So how does your experience compare with other senior living experiences around the area?
You know, I think we're all facing the same challenges. And if you look at our local valley, we've seen probably four or five new hotels that have popped up over the last handful of years. And those hotels, as an example, we compete for the same type of front desk people, maintenance, housekeeping, people that we look for in our industry. And I think industry-wide across the country, there are recruitment challenges in all senior living communities, trying to vie for the same people that are competing for the other growing industries like the hotel industry, as I mentioned.
And so the competition is out there. What are you doing to deal with that competition?
Well, first and foremost, we have to be competitive with our wages. And so we have recently just reviewed wages for our CNAs and for our RNs, and we've raised those wages to be competitive with like-type communities. So we now start our CNAs at $15 an hour, and our RNs, we raised them another $2.50. So we're having to be competitive with wages and benefits to be attractive. I think Emmanuel has a lot more to offer that keeps people there, and we've made people, you know, we've had people working for us for 30, 35 plus years as they've dedicated their lives to our ministry.
In some areas there, particularly in the skilled nursing facility there, you've got to have some highly qualified people and people who are used to dealing with people who are coming to end-of-life issues, for example.
Oh, absolutely. It takes a special person to provide the care and love that we look for in our staff. And we've done different things over the years. We have people that can come off the street and work as a PCA in our different living environments, and they don't need to be certified, but they can certainly help us with passing water or helping to wheel people around and just working with the residents. And if they find that this is something that they really like to do, then we have opportunities for them to go on to become a certified nursing assistant, and we can help pay for their schooling. We have scholarships through our grants that we've obtained, and so we award up to $1,000 on application for different scholarships. And I think we have a committee made up of different staff who and board members who look at different applications, and we make those awards for people who want to continue their education.
So let's talk about some of the ways Emmanuel Lutheran Communities works to not only find the employees of choice, but to also perhaps keep them. And we'll talk with the CEO, Jason Kronk, about that after this. So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance, surround yourself with majesty, and be connected to community.
To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Chief Operating Officer, the big guy. We have Jason Kronk with us. Okay, so amongst senior care facilities, how do you get to be the job of choice?
Well, I think one of the things we do, first of all, it starts with our culture. We have an amazing culture that really looks to support the staff that work there. We have a full-time chaplain on staff that has a big ear and likes to listen when someone's having a difficult time, but he also administers what we call the Christ Care Fund. And if one of our staff is having a difficult time, maybe the car broke down or they can't fix the air conditioning on the summer day, they can go and ask for a gift up to $500 once per year that is gifted without any strings attached through that fund, and our pastor administers that. So there's different ways we support our staff. That's one way. But we also look at leveraging the wonderful services that we and amenities that we offer our residents. We want to make those available to our employees as well. So one of the things we do that others can't do is we have a full fitness room, pool, hot tub. We have a fitness instructor, so staff can come and use our pool with their kids anytime they'd like. Oh. Indoor pool, hot tub. They can also work out in our new fitness room, and we have a full-time fitness coordinator that can help them set goals and make healthy choices and live the life that they want. But we also open up, in our break rooms, we have throughout the day, we offer free soup and salad, that no cost for our staff. So we can leverage, the kitchen staff by all the food that we provide for our residents, but we also provide a really nice, fun soup every day and a different salad to make life easier for our employees. They can use our salons, if they want to get a discounted haircut or use it for, manicure, pedicures. We open up those services to our employees as well. So there's a different unique things that we offer that I don't think everyone, other like-type retirement communities can have.
What about upward mobility within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities?
So setting career paths, we have a way to help improve, encourage people to better themselves, whether they're a certified nursing assistant who wants to become an LPN, an LPN to an RN. We want to support them through our scholarships. We're actually looking at a new program where we'll pay for them to go to school, and for every semester we pay for, they will in turn commit to work for us for a year. And so that's something that we want to invest more in our staff to see that they grow, where those that want to grow. Some people love doing what they're doing, but if they want to grow, there's a career path for them there. We're attractive in another different way that I guess because we do compete for wait staff and chefs and cooks and sous chefs to work in our kitchens. Unlike most restaurants, our hours are really ideal. You can be, we're done with dinner by 8 o'clock,
That's about the time most people are going to work.
That's right. And so we were very attractive for people that are tired, cooks who are tired of working till late at night, that they can come and work for us. They find they have a better quality of life when they come in and work in our kitchen, in our dining rooms. And so we try to market that to try to be attractive to people who like that. And unlike restaurants, our restaurants and our dining rooms have a high repeat customer. They never leave.
That's right.
They come every day.
Yeah, and so you got to be creative.
We do, and that's a challenge for us.
Sure.
But our dining team has scored the highest in resident satisfaction in our surveys and also the highest in our employee satisfaction. Our dining department just is really performing at a very high level. We're very blessed with them.
Well, we've had the opportunity on this show to talk to many of your department heads and managers, and they all pretty much say the same thing. They get together and they work to grow too, to be better at what they do.
Right. Well, we work on our leadership program, and we have ways for people to grow as leaders. We participate in a national organization that provides twice a month a class via satellite to our staff who want to grow as leaders, and they go through this year program. It's a commitment that Emmanuel has for them to come and work, but also to take 2 to 3 hours twice a month to go through this leadership program. And it's touching people who want to be the best that they can be, no matter where they work in our organization.
Our guest is CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk. And I'm going to ask Jason about the future of working at a senior living facility right after this.
Once you've partially recovered and released from a hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Well, today we're going right to the top. The CEO, Jason Kronk, is with us. So from your position now, and you've been doing this a while, what does the future hold?
Well, we certainly have some headwinds facing us in our industry. We have a couple of big industry factors happening. First of all, our current staff, many have been working with us from the, you know, since the 80s and 90s, and we're going to see many retire in the coming future. And so we're going to have to find staff to replace them. At the same time, where we see our growing demographics, the need for more communities like Emmanuel Lutheran or more needs to care for our communities, older adults are going to continue to grow. So we see these pressures coming together. And I'll tell you, over the last 5 to 10 years, we've seen so much change. And I don't know if it's yet understood how technology is going to impact us, but we continually are bombarded with ways of implementing technology in our industry that may improve our residents' life, their experience, and it may impact our workforce. We've started seeing this in some restaurants where they've eliminated wait staff altogether. I've been to one in the Minneapolis airport, for instance, if you've ever traveled through there, and they just have an iPad at your desk, and you order your food, and a food runner comes out. And so there's those ideas are being considered across our industry. We hear about iRobots. They're being right now. There are prototypes in Japan that have been developed. Japan's a country that is has aged faster than our country. They're probably 20 plus years ahead of us,
really,
as a society. And so we are looking at what they've evolved to with technology, and there are some beta sites, nursing homes in America, who are using robots in nursing homes. And what I guess they're doing is they're able to answer a call light and maybe bring them water. I'm not sure the you know how successful that is or how realistic that is, but companionship is really important as people get older, and we're seeing some prototypes that offer a very lifelike face and an expression and a personality that can really be attractive for someone who's just looking for companionship. And it's a robot. It's that's being developed overseas. But
boy, that sounds strange.
Yeah, I know. It is. It does sound. How can we get comfortable with that? But I don't think that's going to be anytime soon in our near future. I think we're going to continue to see the challenges of replacing our current retiring labor force and trying to meet the needs of our future growing labor force. But technology is something that we know is part of our future with the way our current workforce, the millennials, want flexibility. And we know that. And we're today we communicate by text. When we get an applicant, we are texting many times to get them in the door and to get there, to have them interviewed or to get them started. So we know that flexibility is important. Our industry is looking at paying people. We've been used to paying people every 2 weeks. We're looking at a new way to pay them every week, similar to what they're used to in the food and beverage industry. So we're looking at ways to meet the needs of our workforce, and flexibility will be a big one. And we're trying to see how that will work in our industry. With the gig industry, we know that people are mobile. They have a laptop, and people can work anywhere. In our industry, we need hands-on caregivers, and so we cannot get away from that. We will continue to need people to provide the hands-on care.
And you are a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week facility.
We are 24, 7 days a week, absolutely. So it's something that we have to continually work to staff and be competitive with wages and benefits and really culture and how people feel. And it comes to a touch. You know, we want to make it personal. And we tried every year for the last 6 years that I've been at Emmanuel. As an example, I write a personal birthday card to every single employee that's mailed to their home. And it tells them, I care about you and I appreciate you and I want to wish you a happy birthday. And I think that helps to create a connectedness with my staff when you can't see them all the time on a 24/7, 365 basis. But it's making sure that everyone feels part of our campus community. And it's just one example of culture that we talk about, cultivating that culture and cultivating those relationships and never forgetting why we're there, and that's for our residents.
Well, we got the big picture today, and we got more than just the big picture. And if you are thinking maybe you'd like to consider a career with Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, how can we get started?
Well, we have an online application on our website at www.ilcorp.org. We have a career tab. Just go to the career page. You can see any open positions that we're currently recruiting. And we also have referral bonuses, and we have sign-on bonuses. So if someone is interested specifically for an RN, LPN, CNA position, there's a $500, actually it's a $1,000 sign-on bonus that's paid in $500 up front, $500 after 90 days. And we also have a $500 sign-on bonus for our wait staff. To give a $250 sign-on bonus and then another $250 after 90 days. And if we have staff that refer friends, they have an incentive to refer a friend if we select them. So we're trying to do what we can to encourage people to look at our organization when comparing us to other retirement communities in the area.
Well, I think what I respect the most here is your open-mindedness and your idea of is let's try it. If it works, that's good. If it doesn't, we'll try something else.
Absolutely. We have to be open-minded.
Right.
And we're continually looking at ways to support our staff.
I'm looking forward to our next visit because seeing this from the big picture and seeing the whole thing and some of your ideas, boy, I want to hear some more of that.
Okay, well, let's plan on I'll be back and we'll talk more about topics that are important to us. You know, we're master planning and looking at ways that we can provide services to our older adults, but we're also master planning and providing and developing a plan for our future workforce. And that's a little bit about what we've been doing is trying to figure out how we can continually be the employer of choice for people looking for old, senior living communities.
Well, thank you for a great conversation.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
We got the CEO from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Crockett.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.